You're listening to Art Hounds.
Art Hounds.
On Minnesota Public Radio News. Hi, I'm Rod Baker, and I'm on the board of the Great River Shakespeare Festival. If you're in Winona, you have to go to the Minnesota Marine Art Museum. There are artists like Monet, Pissarro, Picasso, Georgia O'Keeffe. We have Hudson River School artists. We even have, as you may have heard, Washington Crossing the Delaware. Some of the works of art are 6-7 feet tall. You can feel like you can walk right into some of these pieces. The Marine Art Museum is located just on the backwaters off the main channel of the Mississippi River. The reason why it's called the Minnesota Marine Art Museum is that each of the pieces has some relation to or connection with water. You will find water in each of the pieces. If you're anywhere near Winona, pay a visit to the Minnesota Marine Art Museum, located on Riverview Drive, just off of downtown.
Hi, I'm Sasha Andreev, and I'm an actor in the Twin Cities. Ideation, the capacity for or the act of forming or entertaining ideas. It's also a play currently playing at Gremlin Theater in St. Paul. Set in an ordinary conference room, a group of corporate consultants have been tasked with presenting their work on a mysterious project, a hypothetical scenario in which a deadly virus outbreak would require the removal of the infected from the population to save the healthy. As the clock ticks on their brainstorming session, in real time, we witness them grapple with some morally questionable solutions. And what starts like a run-of-the-mill business meeting devolves into a vortex of mistrust, paranoia, and panic about what's really going on here. I found myself squirming in my seat, dreading how it will all end, yet relishing every twist and turn. And while you'll find yourself laughing at the play's satiric skewering of office politics, corporate speak, and groupthink techniques, the plausibility of people just doing their job to execute a morally horrific plan will ultimately resonate and linger long after the show ends. Ideation runs through July 29th at Gremlin Theater.
Hi, I'm Sandra Brick, and I'm a teaching artist at the Textile Center. Have you ever wanted to touch art at an art exhibit? Here's your opportunity. Traffic Zone Gallery in Minneapolis presents Wallpaper, an Altered Book Experiment. It's a group show in which 12 artists were each given a copy of the same book, a collection of wallpaper patterns, and asked to create new work from it. The results range from animation to sculpture and painting, and they comment on everything from our interior lives to the walls that separate us. One piece refers to a famed short story, Yellow Wallpaper, about a young woman's descent into madness. I love the process of making art and really enjoy how the same work inspired so many wildly different responses. We're often told that there's a right way to do things, and this show demonstrates that's not necessarily true. You can see and touch Wallpaper, an Altered Book Experiment at Traffic Zone Gallery in Minneapolis through August 10th.